for their part, provide free Wi-Fi in their public service centres and their museums and their libraries and places like that. But this will allow the council to roll out free Wi-Fi for the public to use free of charge in places such as public buildings, parks, squares, libraries, health centres, museums, or anywhere else that may be chosen by the members of each of the municipal districts. So it's a very good news story. It's something that all of the members of Donegal County Council have been very positively and proactively following for a number of years. Donegal County Council, for their part, spearheaded by Brian Boyle, have secured funding to roll this out. It will be part funded by the EU and 50% funded by the Department of Rural and Community Development. So this is a good news story, and I look forward to it being rolled out in the coming months so as people within Donegal can avail of free Wi-Fi in public spaces.
And indeed, this is a great boost for the county, particularly as the Rural Broadband Plan hangs in limbo.
Well, absolutely. And the Rural Broadband Plan, I suppose, is more to the point for houses and for businesses across all parts of rural Ireland, but particularly rural Donegal. We have massive deficits. It has been shown that Donegal and indeed all parts of Ireland can deliver broadband if they are so given the opportunity. Donegal County Council, for their part, have taken an initiative to seek the funding through vouchers from the EU to roll out this public broadband in public spaces. And it just shows you that if the plan is in place and if the proper infrastructure is in place, it can be done. The government, for their part, are lagging behind in regards to the rural broadband scheme, but it is heartening, and I very much welcome the fact that Donegal County Council are powering ahead in providing free Wi-Fi zones in up to 34 places and spaces across Donegal, and it's something that I very much look forward to in the future.